Respected elders, we are discussing about the Ashab-e-Kaf, the people or the companions of the cave. And these youth left that area to retire into a cave because the king of that time was instructing them to commit shirk and moving them away from Tawheed. Respected elders, most of the commentators of the Quran Kareem, they say that this cave here, it could be in Syria. Some say it could be in Iraq. Some say, no, it was in Egypt. Some say that Turkey looks the place where the cave could have been. But lately now they have discovered, and Mufti Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi has written about it, Mawlana Idris Khandalvi Rahmatullah Alayhi has written about it, and there was one journalist from Egypt who made great research on this, and he demarcated a cave in Oman. And now most of them are saying that that cave in Oman is that cave. They got the archaeologists there, and they also came to a conclusion there is an area, a city, or now it's developing into a city. It was called Rahib, and due to letter changing, etc., this was the very one which we call Rakim, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in Surah Kaf. Now the government of Oman has renamed that place Rakim. The cave is now evacuated, it's cleaned up, and even according to some sources, the bones of the youth of the cave have been discovered. Near there, because they decided to put up a masjid, that masjid is discovered also. And Mufti Taqi Osmani, Allah Ta'ala grant him long life, he has written a whole article on this. And to his journey to that place, he saw it himself, and he describes that cave, how it looks, its external, internal, its design, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed that cave in such a way that when the sun rises and moves and sets, that direct sunlight does not come into that cave, but that heat of the sun comes into that cave. Otherwise, those people who are sleeping in the cave should have got roasted due to the heat of the sun. And also explaining how the ventilation of that cave worked to maintain their bodies intact, etc. However, understand something. I mention this so that we can share some information. But on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to ask you that where is the cave, what you know about the cave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask that Tawheed, what it means. Did you believe in Tawheed? Did you stay away from shirk? Like how those youth stayed away from shirk. So before I explain the types of shirk which I started in the last bayat, I want to mention one aspect. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created mankind. And amongst mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed some with iman. And some do not have iman. So we have got mankind. Then we have got Muslims and those who are not Muslims. And amongst Muslims we have got male and female. Male having their role, female having their role. And we as Muslims as a whole supposed to be inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created mankind, and then now we have got Muslim and non-Muslim, that is the division. The color division amongst Muslims does not make anyone superior or inferior. We do not have that if a person is light in complexion and is a Muslim, that means he is very pious or righteous. Because the criterion for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in the color of the skin, but is in the color of the iman. It is in the strength of the iman. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly states this, that those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the ones who have gained proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Islam, we do not have judgment by color, or accountability by color, or proximity by color, or nearness by color, or piety by color, or righteousness by color. We have God by taqwa, by piety, by righteousness. Hazrat Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala, coming from Abyssinia, dark in complexion, but his piety of that level that when he walked on the surface of the earth, his footsteps were sounded in Jannah. And he was the minister of finance for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also personal attendant of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salman of Rum came and became righteous and pious, deserving of Jannah. Salman Farsi at least, and Shuaib of Rum. And their advices, their mashwara, their discussions with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have been recorded. So, respected elders, understand this, that in Islam, if we want to gain piety to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is only one way to become righteous, not by color or by money or wealth or mansion or bank balance. Yes, you take the wealth and use it for Allah, Allah will make you pious. Take the money and use it for Allah, Allah will make us pious. And slavery, which people now are talking about, one is official slavery, one is unofficial slavery. Whole discussion we can make on that. But remember, every accusation, and especially the Western media making accusation against Islam, most of them are unfounded. Some other time I'll describe and discuss the issue of slavery and Islam with you. But when they are officially doing it in America, in Australia, in England, everywhere up to today, then that is permissible. When they officially practice apartheid in their areas, then that is permissible. Why? Because they control the power, they have their power, they have their media, they have their network, so they want to tell us and let us see what we want to see and believe. They want to make us believe that those things they're showing us and make us hear, that those things they want to make us hear, that that is right. That is propaganda, they have got the machinery. But inshallah, we as Muslims must know that we are not racialists. And these people are trying to cause difficulties and trying to stop Islam. Remember that the kuffar, they are a millat wahid. They are trying to stop the cause of Islam, which is spreading fastest in the world. Respected elders, coming back to Ashab-e Kahf, shirk is the antithesis of Tawheed. Tawheed, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one, not ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All power is in Allah's hands. All Qudrat is in Allah's hands. And shirk is to ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as falsehood is antithesis of truth, or the vice versa, truth is the opposite of falsehood, and darkness is the opposite of light. Shirk is the opposite of Tawheed. Innovation, bidat, is the opposite of Sunnah. For our spiritual upliftment and progress and stability, if you and I can understand what is Tawheed and what is Shirk, then we can understand what is Sunnah and what is innovation. Respected elders, I rest assured you, you will have a life of peace and tranquility, provided you understand it properly and you act upon it. These days, unfortunately, what has happened, it has become difficult even to say the truth, let alone practice it. Shirk, we have got fi zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we divide this shirk into two, uluhiyyat and rububiyyat. One is the divinity, shirk is the divinity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where the Christians and the Jews are misled. That Isa alayhi salam, when he performed a miracle by the will of Allah, and Uzair alayhi salam, when he performed a miracle by the will of Allah, they regarded that miracle as a proof of divinity, instead of how we see it, that when Isa alayhi salam performed a miracle by the will of Allah, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed a miracle by the will of Allah, it's a proof of nabuwat. It is not a proof of divinity. So when they saw these miracles, they said their holy men, or their pious personalities, or their righteous deeds, they are divine. Divinity is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, the Nabi is a servant of Allah, and he performs a miracle by the will of Allah, by the permission of Allah. He does not perform a miracle by his own will and permission accord. So understand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is all powerful, almighty, all knowing, all hearing. He has got all the power, and he does not give his power as division of labor to some other person to carry on with life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, he is the nourisher, he is the sustainer, he is the maintainer, he is the provider, all in one. He is Rabb, he is our Rabb. No one besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives life or takes life. When there was a discussion, and it is in the Quran Kareem, Ibrahim alayhi salam told that person, the king, Nimroz, that when Nimroz asked him, who is your Rabb, who is your Allah? He said, my Allah is the one who gives life and takes life. My Allah is the one who gives life and takes life. So the stupid king, he said, oh, that I can do. That I can do. So one person who was in jail, destined for death, he called him, he said, this person was going to die, I'm leaving him, he's free now, I've given him life. And one innocent soul that was walking on the street, he called him and executed him. He said, see, he was free, now he's dead. So Ibrahim alayhi salam realized that I'm talking to one stupid person here. So he told him that my Allah is the one who takes the sun from the east and brings it and makes it set in the west. You take it from the west and make it set in the east. What it is? فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي فَكَفَرَ. He became flabbergasted. Allah Ta'ala says, he became flabbergasted and he denied. Why Ibrahim alayhi salam realized here that I'm talking to one super stupid here, I have to make him understand who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So to ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a major sin, and such a sin that Allah will not forgive. Allah has the power of forgiving, but Allah has stated a rule in the Quran that this sin, this major sin of shirk, is not pardonable. Allama Shami Rahmatullah Alayhi says that a sensible, decent husband will not allow another person to be with his wife. How do you expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have a partner? If a person is decent, if he is a sensible person, and alhamdulillah, Muslims, we have got gharat, we are conscious, we are dignified people, we are honorable people. Can you imagine that someone comes and tells you that your wife is sleeping around, or your wife has got someone else in the bed? What will happen to you? Because you do not want any partnership in your relationship with your wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. He does not want a partner. And this partnership, respected elders, Allah's Nabi stated to Hazrat Maaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Ya Maaz, O Maaz, La tushrik billahi shay'a, that do not ascribe any partnership, any form of partnership to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he went on to advise Hazrat Maaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that even if they kill you, even if they kill you, and in the commentator says that he stated, even if they make you peace upon peace, don't give up Tawheed. And even if they burn you, don't give up Tawheed. So we have got shirk in the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of committing of shirk, the Christians and the Jews are misled. And obviously the Hindus, who have got idols and goddesses, godlings and male gods and female gods, and god for this and god for that. Anything, respected elders, we should stay away from shirk when calling. In difficulty, we should call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No living person can help us in difficulty. Why the dead people are going to help? Now we have got a pattern. No, that when you're in difficulty, you go to this graveyard and that graveyard, go to that place and make mannat, and you go to that graveyard and circumvent, go around that grave, and go to that graveyard and throw some flowers, and go to that graveyard and go around the grave. These are all shirk actions. If a person, respected elder, it is written clearly that he is sitting in a position, in one position, and he calls out to some saint, or he calls out to some Nabi, and he says, oh, that saint, help me. And he believes that that saint can listen to him, that that is shirk, and that person is out of the fold of Islam. Because Allah is the one who listens all the time. Allah is the only one who listens all the time, no one else. My respected brothers, rectify your belief, correct your belief, focus on Tawheed. That is why, unfortunately, today we are calling and Allah is not listening, because we have got so many other hidden agendas. That is why when we do not get children, we run to this place and that place, this corner and that corner, use this Taweez and that Taweez. Sometimes they are permissible. Most of the time, the aqidah, the belief behind these things are not permissible. Allah is the one, when the ship is in stormy waters, then Allah is the one who takes that ship out of the stormy waters. When we have got an ailment, Allah is the one who gives us cure. Allah is the one who gives dignity. Allah is the one who gives humiliation. Allah is the one who gives wealth. Allah is the one who gives poverty. Allah is all powerful. No one else besides Allah is powerful. Allah is the one who gives barakat in the life, and Allah is the one who gives death, and Allah is the one who gives life. Allah is the only one who listens to the dua. No one else. Allah, in Allah's hand is the treasure. Allah's hand is the Qudrat. Allah is the doer of the action. Allah is the one with the asbab, He gives you success, and with the asbab, He does not give you success. Allah is the one without asbab, He gave the Ashab-e-Badr success. Allah is the one who gave the Taliban without any asbab success over the Russians. And Allah is the one who will give the Palestinians success, provided the Palestinians change their lives. When the Palestinians and the Kashmiris decide to become good Muslims, proper Muslims, Muslims with Iman and Taqwa, then Allah's help will come, like how Allah's help came with the Taliban. Allah does not require the printing press to spread Islam. Allah requires Taqwa to spread Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not said the malaika that you now give out rain and you give out children and you give out crops and you have got the power in totality to do these things. Allah is the one who instructs the malaika, yes, you go give rain there. The Arabs, the Quraysh and the Mushrikeen of Makkah, they believed in Allah, but they ascribed partners to Allah. They thought the Malaika, they are the daughters of Allah. They thought the Jinnat, they are the sons of Allah. They thought the power, Allah has given the Jinnat power. Have full faith in Allah, that Allah is the one who does everything, respected elders. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to one Sahabi, that the Sahabi Ghalib al-Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, that he was seated with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the camel, and Allah's Nabi asked him, "Oh Abu Darda, shall I say you something? Shall I advise you?" The Sahabi says, "Yes, advise me." So Allah's Nabi says, and this is the aqidah, that this is the belief we must have. And when this thing flows in our blood and in our heart and in our system and in our mind, then Allah's help will come. Nabi says that remember that if the whole world goes on one side, if the whole world goes on one side and decides to benefit you, and if Allah does not want to benefit you, nothing can benefit you. And if the whole world goes on one side and decides to harm you, and if Allah does not want harm to reach you, no harm can come to you. Today we have become superstitious. One black cat comes across the road, some superstitious. Some ambulance making a noise, some superstitious. Walking down on ladders, some superstitious. Right eye blinking, some superstitious. Palm is eating, some superstitious. Making hiccups, some superstitious. And Allah's Nabi and Islam has come to take away this superstitiousness, this imagination. Because Allah is all powerful, Allah is the doer of action, Allah is our protector, Allah is only our protector. Allah has got the qudrat of doing everything at any time. No peer, no saint can listen to the dua like how Allah can listen to it. So we should rectify it and leave the shirk, shun the shirk, stay away from shirk. You should not do anything that is contravenes the tawheed of Allah. Ibadat is for Allah. Worship is for Allah. Devotion is for Allah. Sacrifice is for Allah. Vow is for Allah. Pledge is for Allah. Standing in salat is for Allah. Ruku is only for Allah. Sijda is only for Allah. Not for anything else. How cheap have we become? Everything that so-called we think that giving us benefits, that you have to make sijda to, you have to make ruku to, you have to stand like you're standing in ibadat to. Every form of ibadat, going around the Kaaba is special for the Kaaba, not for the graves. Covering of the Kaaba with a cloth is special for the Kaaba, not for the graves. Leave this shirk and leave these things. There are certain things. If you make shirk with belief, then you will go out of the fold of Islam. And if you make shirk fil amal, action, that you're prostrating before someone, you're prostrating before an idol, you're prostrating before some peer, or you're prostrating and you're thinking that this will help, that this is shirk fil amal, although it will not take a person out of Islam, but it is the evil sin of evildoers and transgressors and disobedient people. In our lives, daily lives, when a glass falls, who do we call? When an accident occurs, who do we call? And people are shouting out names, Ya Sheikh Abdul Qadir, Madad. Ya Ali, Madad. Ya Pirade Pir, Madad. Ya Dastagir, Madad. Ya Ghosul Azam, Madad. Pirade Pir is a saint. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi is a saint, a reputed saint. And he himself says that if anybody calls someone besides Allah, thinking that that person can hear, is a mushrik, is a committing shirk. In difficulty, Allah can help. Allah only helps. Avoiding of calamities, avoiding of earthquakes, avoiding of anything, Allah is the one. No one besides Allah. Freshen your iman, strengthen our iman, so that when we stand before Allah, we know Allah is the doer. And when our aqidah is right, when our belief is corrected, then when we'll call to Allah, Allah will listen to our duas. Respected elders, the Ashab-e-Kaf left. Why? Because they were not allowed to call Allah. And the king was forcing them to commit shirk. That is why the Ashab-e-Kaf left those people, the city of Rakim, and came to the cave. Respected elders, we should leave all our false idols, focus on Allah, purify our tawheed. Tawheed is the center, the cornerstone of Islam. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ability to strengthen our iman, focus on tawheed, and believe like how Muslims are supposed to believe. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.